येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिस्वरूप दामोदर स्वामिति नामिने नम सद्भक्तमने मणिपुरुद्भवय च प्रभुपादलस्यदवाणीप्रचारनिरतायते। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषशून्यवादेशतारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद्री गौरव। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री श्रीपाद महाराज की जय। जय श्रीपाद भक्ति माधवपुरी महाराज की जय। जय श्री भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय श्री रूपानुग गुरुवर्ग की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। सो वी विल रीड फ्रॉम पेज 65 ऑफ द बेनेडिक्शन ट्री। आई थिंक वी एंडेड इन पेज 64। नाउ सम राइट अप वी हैव फ्रॉम श्रीपाद भक्ति अनंग सागर महाराज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। एवरीवन्स रियल फ्रेंड। At the end of a gathering in Mauritius, a short talk given by His Holiness Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. We are very fortunate to have had the opportunity in Mauritius to hear from Srila Govinda Maharaj. In a very simple and charming way, he has delivered to us some words about Krishna consciousness. As it was mentioned by a respected guest earlier today, I see Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada in Srila Govinda Maharaj. This is no accident because Srila Prabhupada and Srila Govinda Maharaj are very intimately connected. For many years in India, they lived together and Srila Govinda Maharaj was like a son to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "I consider Govinda Maharaj as my most beloved son actually." It was from Srila Prabhupada that Srila Govinda Maharaj studied Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada himself studied from Srila Govinda Maharaj's guru, Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. So these three form a very intimate group. After Srila Prabhupada left the world in 1977, we had Srila Sridhar Maharaj to guide and shelter us. We all felt the need that after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, there would be someone to continue presenting these teachings in a genuine and authentic way. I knew from both Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj that the person would be Srila Govinda Maharaj. For this reason, I and others many times invited him to travel around the world. It is therefore a special event for me that he has kindly taken me with him on these travels. Here in Mauritius, we have all had the opportunity to hear how Srila Maharaj has given us a very happy idea about serving Krishna. He has also expressed much appreciation for this lovely country. The Vaishnavas never say, "I am Guru." They never show themselves as being superior to us. Srila Maharaj always said, "I am a simple man." Srila Prabhupada was a great guru, but I am a simple man and I do not know if I can do such big things. But gradually from all over the world, people came to Srila Guru Maharaj's home, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadip, and as they went back to their own homes around the world, they also felt, "We need such a teacher." Consequently, they sent more and more invitations. The result is that now, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Govinda Maharaj is doing these same things and is spreading the exalted teachings of Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya around the world. The Vaishnava, the devotee of God, the devotee of Krishna is the real friend of all living entities and of all human society. He is their natural friend and he has no enemy in the world. He gives us the teachings of how we also can become Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means the servant of God Vishnu. One who belongs to Vishnu is called Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are not sectarian religionists. Dharma is often translated as religion, but dharma comes from the original root word dhri, which means to hold. It means that our very nature, the substantial part that holds us in our life, is dharma. Vaishnava dharma is our original nature, and it is also called Jaiva dharma. Jaiva comes from the word jiva. As Srila Govinda Maharaj explained here, the jiva is the soul, that is you and I. We are souls, and our nature is to serve God, to serve Krishna. But now our original spiritual nature has become covered by mundane association, the material world. Therefore, the Vaishnava saints come from time to time to awaken us to our original natural self of being a servant of Krishna. In Bengali, this is called Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. We are not only servants of Krishna in the morning or in the evening, but eternally. Eternal means that there is no beginning and no end. It is our natural position to serve Him, and we can serve Him through the mercy and grace of Vaishnava teachers like Srila Govinda Maharaj. Service to Krishna is the most natural function of the soul. It is not a matter of converting anybody from this religion to that religion. It is already the natural function within the soul of all beings. And as Srila Maharaj has kindly told us, if we start this knowledge from our childhood and through our youthhood, it will stay with us eternally. In such a way, we shall have a start in life and we shall have some purpose. In French, there is a nice expression, raison d'être. We must have raison d'être. We must have a goal in life. We must have a purpose in life, not only eating. When we are hungry, we can only think about eating, and when we are tired, we can only think about sleeping. Later on, we may marry and have a family, and we may have to fight for our family and for our country. But these things alone are not everything. There is raison d'être. There is a reason for living beyond and above our bodily existence. Srila Maharaj has pointed out to us that we are not this body. The person in this body goes from boyhood to youth to old age. An old person once had a young body, but in both bodies he is same person, the same soul. Similarly, you were also in a young baby's body. Now you are in young ladies or gentleman's body. Your body will become older and old, but you are the same person, from young to being youthful to adult to older. You are the same person, only the body is changing, and that person is spiritual. He or she is jivatma, a living soul. The soul is spiritual and has some spiritual work to do, some spiritual function to do, and that is service to God. It is Srila Maharaj observation and also mine by His grace that in Mauritius you all naturally have that godly heart. It is very happy thing to see, because your fortune, your future will be very great and bright. So, Sanatan Prabhu, can you read from here? Hare Krishna, Sanatan Prabhu. Can you hear?
I was just giving a message to Vincent. Where are we now?
In page 66, you know, second column, last line, when Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, very good. I'll start from there.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
You might want to add Vincent. He just came online.
Okay, let me try.
When Srila Prabhupada came here, it was reported that he said, "This country can all become Vaishnavas. They can all become devotees of God." He had that vision to see. And Srila Govinda Maharaj also has told us like that. He feels very much happy and at home here. Just as we are so fortunate to have the association of Srila Prabhupada, We are now so lucky to have Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. He is carrying the same current. He is a personality of the same soil, the same land. He can and is giving us these teachings. Shall I continue into the next one?
Yes, Prabhu.
Well, this is the appendix. The appendix one, Acharya, Charanavandana, glorification.
Yes, chanting the Mahamantra. You can read that one. Oh, you can also read Acharya Vandana, yes.
This is all in Sanskrit. Would you like to read that, Sushin?
I'm not so good in this chanting, but you can read the English.
Okay. Glorification of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, composed and translated by His Holiness Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. Acharya Charanavandana. Glory to the lotus feet of our Sri Gurudev, Sri Bhakti Sundara Dev Goswami Govinda. Wishing grace divine upon the whole of the creation, from Golaka came three down, most glorious, most gracious incarnation. 100-petal lotus flower, lotus face a-blooming, young and old behold thee, all their hearts joy overflowing. Both home and abroad, Lord's hallowed name, thou art a preaching flood of love for Gura, entire planet inundating. Benedictine fountain from thy pen in hand a-writing, sweetest songs of love divine, a flow is never-ending. Agent of the waves of perfect truth, fathomless ocean, serve Sri Guru and Vaishnava, thy life's dedication. Truthful heart adored by saints, thine natural compassion, always humble, giving honor, in sweet conversation. Guru Maharaj, the Nyasi kings, the great-grandfather, Sri Bhakti, Rakshak, Deva Goswami, Sridhar. Satisfied supremely with thy service dedicated, by his own hand did he place thee on his chair exalted. Joyfully as his successor, we have thus chosen, such benign affection ne'er we find in all creation. Rupa, Sarasvati, Sridhar, river flowing freely from thy heart throughout the world makes everything so holy. Supreme God of good, our guide, compassion's divine treasure, ever plays within thy heart as Nityananda's pleasure. Faithfully, the true devotees sing thy supreme glories. Lost, deluded souls dishonor thee, alas, and perish. By the grace shall we now serve our Lord and Golden Master, Sagar, exalts in thy sweet chanting dance forever. Tridanda Bhikshu, Sri Bhakti Ananda Sagar. Sri Guru Purnima, 8th March, 1993. Appendix 2, Chanting the Mahamantra, from the Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Before chanting the holy name of Krishna, we must first chant the Panchatapa Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, Guru Bhakta Vrinda. The Panchatattva, or five features of the Absolute Truth, came to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to the fallen devotees of this age, so they are the general representation of Guru for us. They help us to enter into the domain of Krishna and also the plane of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After chanting the Panchatattva Mantra, we should chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Hare Nam mantra is found in the Upanishads, as well as in the Agni Purana and the Brahmanda Purana. In the Kalisantara Upanishad, it is recommended as the highest mantra, and the scholars have mentioned this mantra as a means of address only. No appeal should be attached to that. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a Yuga Dharma Nam, or the process of God realization, especially meant for the present age, Kali Yuga. We find the Mahamantra mentioned everywhere in the Puranas. This mantra can be chanted silently, mentally, or aloud. It has been given to us by Mahaprabhu as a general recommendation for the fallen souls. He has given it for all, whether they are qualified or unqualified. The only condition for receiving it is Shraddha, faith. Appendix 3, Dasha Vida Namaparada, the 10 offenses of the holy name, to be carefully avoided by the devotees. By his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, translated from the original Bengali by Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, of all mantras the best, throughout the world is preached by saints' potent grace behest. Such saints to the name devoted, such pure souls great, never dare offend them, never show them hate. Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, of all lords the leader, the great Shiva, and all the gods serve his seat forever. The touchstone of the name is Krishna incarnate. His pastimes, nature, form, also things not separate. Guru is a form of Krishna, the scriptures corroborate. In the form of Guru, Krishna blesses the fortunate. Never offend that Guru by thinking him mere mortal. Gain your highest objective, serve the name for time eternal. The Vedas with Mother Gayatri and Srimad Bhagavatam illuminate the lotus feet of Sri Hari's name. Whoever vilifies these holy Vedic scriptures, never chant their company, know them as offenders. The glories of the name, all scriptures exaltation. Dare not think their praise to be exaggeration. Agastya, Ananta, Brahma, Shiva, etc. ever sing the glories of that name with full-hearted fervor. Who can cross the ocean of the glories of that name? Whoever says exaggeration had their sin to blame. The holy names of Krishna, eternal wealth of Golok, who thinks those names imaginary, mundane, he's offender. All scriptures claim the name, all sin it can destroy. But those who spend their time in sin, making it a ploy. Such a wicked attitude is that of an offender, deceived by illusion, perpetually to suffer. Incomparable name of Krishna, the treasure of ecstasy, never dare compare it with auspicious piety. Those who are faithless toward the name, deceived by providence, giving them the holy name surely is an offense. Despite them hearing the infinite glories of Krishna's name, those whose hearts don't melt in love are rascals of ill fame. Only pride and avarice, their thoughts and deeds do yield. The pure name of Krishna to them is ne'er revealed. Casting off these 10 offenses, leaving no exception, those pure souls who chant the name in holy congregation, the miracle of love for Krishna they will surely savor. The name divine himself will shine within their hearts forever. Sridhani Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda.
And let us think it's finished right now.
Yes.
Very. Need our good friends. Okay, last, you know, one, I think there is something about Govinda Maharaj's few words. You can read those two paragraphs also.
What we need are good friends and association. Then we can proceed happily. And the other factor is that if our surrender is perfect, then from the upper level, faith will come to us and protect us. If someone is fully surrendered to Krishna in his form as guru or sadhu, then Krishna will certainly protect him. He must protect him. A teacher is always necessary, whether we reach a very junior class, a senior class, or a higher class. Even if we want to eat something, there also a teacher is necessary. Guidance is always necessary. Guidance is always good for everyone. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And that is the conclusion.
Thank you, Prabhu. So, I think Puri Maharaj ordered us to read today this, benediction tree, this last portion. So, by following his order, we, try to fulfill his order and, read this today. It is finished now. If any of you have any questions, that we can discuss or any topic, then it will be, we can do, that discussion today if you want anything to be discussed. Do anybody have any questions? Bhaja Gopal? Okay. So this, you know, avoiding the offense of the holy name, that is, you know, very important. You know, we should understand these 10 offenses to the holy name. Actually, when we do our, you know, what you can say, when we take initiation, Srila Gurudev asks us to certain, you know, things, what we must do and what we must not do. So if we, what you can say, try to follow, what you can say, the order of Guru, when he gives, you know, begins our, you know, spiritual life by, you know, giving us very simple service of chanting the holy name, which anybody can do. Initiation means the beginning or the birth into the service world. So that you know, beginning, it means we are, you know, young, we don't know anything. So Guru gives us, you know, very simple service. You can, you know, chant this Maha Mantra in a very simple way. You know, he teaches, but there are some, you know, restrictions. You know, he tells four regulative principles. Do you know about four regulative principles, Jonathan Prabhu?
Sorry, would you repeat that again?
Regulative principles.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Can you tell us what are those?
No meat eating.
Yes.
No alcohol or no intoxication.
Yes.
Let's see. you would ask me right now. No illicit sex.
Yes.
And I don't remember the fourth one.
Yes. Anybody else remember? No gambling, right?
Right. No gambling. That's right.
So actually, these four things are forbidden because in the age of Kali, when Parikshit Maharaj caught the Kali. And he gave him, you know, Kali took the shelter of Parikshit Maharaj. And, you know, Kshatriya, when, you know, somebody asks shelter, he must, you know, give the shelter. So given these four places, but Kali could not found any such place in the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj. So Kali told to Parikshit Maharaj, you given me a place, these four places, but I cannot find any such place in your kingdom. Then how can I live? Then Parikshit Maharaj given one more, you know, place, and that is what you can say, so, means the wealth, sona, means where the ornaments, means wealth. So this what you can say, four things, the restrictions, if one doesn't follow, then, you know, it is very difficult to, what you can say, get the relief from the influence of Kali. So Kali's, you know, nature is, means, you know, we are completely, what you can say, away from our real nature. Our real nature is that we are naturally servant of Lord Krishna. Jiver swarup hoy Krishnir nitya das. But Kali will always put us in a condition that we want to exploit or, you know, renounce, maybe sometime because of our distress. But the great, what you can say, benediction in the age of Kali is the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in our mutt, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat mutt, every day morning we sing one kirtan. Kali kukura kandana jadi chaohe, Kali yuga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana, Sri Sachi nandana gaohe. Means, if you want to, what you can say, make the Kali dog cry, then please chant the name of Sachinandan. So then by chanting his glories, you can easily overcome the influence of the Kali. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means, you know, his servitor. We chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Gaur Bhakta Brinda. So Bhakta Brinda means the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are very merciful, they are, what you can say, going different part of the world, like Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West by the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And in that old age, you know, with great difficulties, he could give his entire energy, which he was preparing actually from the time of his meeting spiritual master. He was preparing himself to fulfill his order under the association of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And always he was meditating what my Guru Maharaj asked me, how I can fulfill that order. So when he went to the West and by the blessings of Acharyas and Krishna, he could do a miracle. When he went there in like a single old man without any support, what he done, it is, you know, beyond our imagination how it could happen, that so many peoples of different background, they don't know even Krishna or, you know, our scriptures, anything, but he could easily, what you can say, change them and, you know, bring them to the platform of their original, what you can say, nature. That means Jiver Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. Engage them in the service of Krishna. So these all, you know, this regulation or, you know, discipline is being given in the human form of life, like these four regulative principles. Because human can only be, you know, what you can say, follow the regulation. Animal cannot follow. Animal, you know, like it has no, what you can say, such discipline to follow. It doesn't, what you can say, have developed that kind of, you know, consciousness. But human, if he is, what you can say, little advanced, like there are 4 lakh kind of human species among 84 lakh species. If human is little advanced, then he can first begin this inquiry that who am I? What's my real nature? Why am I suffering in this world? Who is, you know, what you can say, proprietor of this entire existence? What's my relation with him? These kind of questions may come to him. And then when he wants to search these answers, so he will, what you can say, inquire and make some effort in that direction, some thinking and some, you know, what you can say, sincere endeavors. Then by the grace of Lord and his agent may manifest, depending on his sukruti. And by that help, he can be guided in that, you know, journey, spiritual journey. So these all agents, you know, Prabhupada, Srila Sripad Maharaj, Sripad Puri Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, these are all, you know, Acharya Maharaj, and many, many devotees of Lord Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are coming and to help us how we can, what you can say, develop that attitude. What is our real nature, that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, how we can develop that eternal slavery. They are teaching us by their association, by engaging us in some services, like we are all listening, attending this, you know, satsanga under Sripad Puri Maharaj. This is also a service we are doing. Shravan is also comes under, you know, Navavida Bhakti. Shravan, it begins from Shravan, listening. Listening is also service. So we are doing, you know, some services to satisfy Guru and Vaishnava. So if they are happy, then we will get some, what you can say, improvement, and, you know, some, what you can say, satisfaction that, oh, I could, what you can say, please the dear devotee of Lord. Our only goal should be how to please the devotee of the Lord. This should be our goal. We should not have any other desire that, you know, if I do this, we will get, you know, something. Srila Acharya Maharaj was telling a few days back, we were in Navadvip for Govinda Maharaj's appearance day, Vyas Puja. He was telling some devotees may come to Guru and they may think, I am doing this service, then I will get, you know, something from that. But that will lead to some karma if they think like that. That I will do this and I will get some, you know, reward. It's kind of some kind of business or some kind of, you know, other desires. But we should do service for only satisfaction of Guru. I am the servant and he the master. So for his satisfaction, I can do. He was telling that even Sridhar Maharaj beaten Srila Govinda Maharaj sometime. He was so, you know, strict. Sometime he's beaten, but, you know, he was telling like, you know, to Gurudev, to his Guru Maharaj, that, oh Guru Maharaj, you don't know how to beat after getting those beatings. He was telling like that. Guru Maharaj, you don't know how to beat. So like that, you know, if we can take discipline under Guru, under any circumstances, we continue our service under, you know, his guidance for his satisfaction, then in our great fortune will come. We can, what you can say, get back our original position. So these all, what you can say, things, you know, this discipline of four regulative principles and avoiding the 10 offense. One of the major offenses to insulting, what you can say, or offending the great devotee or Vaishnava, offending and disobeying spiritual master, and, you know, insulting great authority, Mahajans, that is the biggest offense. So we must be very, very careful about that. And other things, like, you know, normally people in India, they think that, you know, other demigods are, what you can say, equal to Lord Krishna. And sometimes, you know, some, what you can say, atheists, they claim that, you know, scriptures are not so, what you can say, they don't respect, they disrespect, you know, scriptures. So like that, there are 10 offenses which are being mentioned there. What you can say, spiritual master is instructing us with so many things, but still we have, you know, some material attachment. So all these things are there. So we cannot overcome ourselves, these 10 offenses. We may try so much, but it is not possible. That's why we take a very simple process. That is to humbly try to serve Guru and Vaishnava. So when we try to serve, there will be some discipline coming, and, you know, we maintain, you know, our, you know, what you can say, connection and our, what you can say, service mood under his guidance. And due course of time, you know, adho saddha tatha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya, then comes anartha nibruti. Means this is the step. Means first we develop faith to a sadhu, then when we take, you know, sadhu sangha, and then under sadhu we do bhajan, and then when we sadhu engages us in bhajan, then slowly and gradually all our anarthas will go. So this is the process. So if we can follow that, then, you know, we will get, you know, proper result. So we ourselves try so much, like many people, they try themselves to, you know, avoid these things. But again, you know, it is not so practical. We should be practical. Our Guru Maharaj, Sipad Maharaj, given one example that there are many books available on medical science. We may read them, but by reading that we cannot become a medical doctor. But when we get the training under an expert surgeon, then we can become a doctor. So that is the process. These all scriptures, they are, you know, maybe passive, but sadhu is the active scripture. So under his guidance, we can really develop and understand the essence of the scriptures, you know, and what's our benefit we can, you know, realize. That's what I can say about this, you know, this offenses, 10 offenses, and we need, you know, that's why association. Any other, what you can say, Jonathan Prabhu or Vajagopal Prabhu, they want to say something? Maiti Didi wants to say anything? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can I make one correction?
Anyone wants to say anything?
Yes, can I want to make one correction.
Yes.
And that is, my name is pronounced Mati.
Mati, okay.
Okay. Mati, not Maiti.
Okay, Mati Didi. That's, sorry.
That's the only correction.
Okay.
Actually, I do have one question, but I don't know. I think I should ask Maharaj. Maybe you can answer it also. It went back to this past Thursday, the meeting we had, that sangha we had on Thursday night.
Okay.
there was one comment. I don't remember his name, the Prabhu that hosted the program. He made one comment that...
Janardan Maharaj? Srila Janardan Maharaj?
Was it?
Janardan Maharaj?
I think it is him.
Okay.
There's that one comment that he made that external renunciation is false because the world is real. The last part of it, I couldn't get what he said, the last part of it. He says, because the external world is real, you cannot reject the world. You can only, I don't know what the rest of the sentence was that he said. We can only surrender to it, or can we, if we cannot reject it. Let's say, for example, I am thinking of selling off what I have and make an honest move to India to have more association and be among the devotees. Wouldn't that consider me as rejecting the world? Wouldn't that be considered as rejecting the world?
Actually, you know, renunciation, what Maharaj is meaning there is like, you know, this Gyanishdo, Mayavadis, you know.
Uh-huh.
What they do is, you know, sometime they want to stop their mouth for, you know, not speaking anything for one day by force. But next day they will speak. So by force they want to control the senses, you know. So that is not a real process of renunciation. It will again, you want to speak something, right? You cannot stop, you know, speaking.
Right.
So the process is like exploiting means you are using everything for your sense enjoyment. That is known as active hostility towards absolute. And when you are doing, you know, what you can say, trying to stop the senses by force, so that is known as passive hostility towards the absolute. Bhaktivinoda Thakur described that, and Puri Maharaj discussed that, you know, few years back, one, you know, reading Puri Maharaj was doing when I was in Korea. So there he described active and passive hostility towards absolute, these two processes. But, you know, devotee, he don't try to stop anything. Rather, he try to, channelize it in the service of the Lord. He speaks about the glories of Lord and his devotees. He don't speak anything mundane. He don't stop eating, rather he takes prasadam, that is, which is offered to Lord and his devotees. That is the path of dedication. So exploitation, renunciation and dedication. So exploitation and dedication, the activities, you know, look similar, but the attitude is different. Like Puri Maharaj given one example of, you know, a devotee also taking chana dal and an ordinary man also taking chana dal. But in case of a devotee, he is doing sacrifice. He is cooking the dal for the service of the Lord, for his satisfaction. And he is offering to Lord and his devotee, and then he is honoring that Mahaprasad. That becomes Seva, Mahaprasad Seva. By that process, the dal is also getting benefit and the devotee also getting benefit, who is honoring the Prasadam. But if you want to renounce, that means it's like you want to stay idle. So in that case, the nature of the soul is that it is dynamic. It always, you know, wants to, what you can say, do some activities. So you cannot stay in that position for long. That's why you again have to come down or go up, depending on the kind of association you receive. That is a plane of neutrality. So soul is not, you know, neutral. You know, it is always, you know, dynamic. So that's why that process of, you know, what you can say, that is actually, you know, followed by the people who want some kind of liberation. But in your case, you want to associate with devotees. For that, you are making some arrangements. That's what your intention is. Your intention is not to go to Himalaya and, you know, stay, what you can say, do some meditation yourself like that. You are not trying like that. Is it not?
Yes, what you said is true.
So That's why there is a difference. Like, you know, one example that also Puri Maharaj was giving, that, you know, in the border, you know, one soldier may be killing so many people. But killing is bad activity, but still he gets some reward. But, you know, when he comes and, you know, do some killing, even in his village, a thief, but he will be punished because he's not being ordered. So laws of karma are, what you can say, applied when you do something for your satisfaction. That means on the plane of exploitation. But you cannot stay like that silently, you know, for a long time. That is not possible. That's not the real nature of the soul. That's why, you know, our process is that, you know, bhakti. Bhakti means Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate, means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. That by that process, senses become spiritualized. We cannot control by force the senses. Rather, by engaging our senses in the service of the Lord, we will naturally, advance in our, journey, in our natural position. That is, we are the eternal servant of the Lord. And in that direction, we can go by, help of devotees, because devotees are always engaged in the service of the Lord. Everything what they are doing for the satisfaction of their master, means Guru, their Guru they are dedicated to. And they are also teaching us how to dedicate to Guru and Vaishnava. So this is very, you know, scientific process. In the case of Mayavadis, they want to do their own, you know, they want to control their own. So they want to understand things by their own, you know, brain. So there is some problem. But here, the process is descending, you know, it is coming from above. So it is very, scientific and very natural process.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, I think you can also ask Puri Maharaj. He can give you, more, clear answer. I just tried to explain.
Okay, I'll follow up with him also. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, any other thing that we can discuss, or we can end here?
Prabhu, I can ask you another question, but it has nothing to do with what we just discussed.
Oh, no problem.
It's in the line of bhakti also.
Yes.
If, let's say you're going to visit a family, okay, and you know they made specific food for you because you don't take non-veg.
Okay.
But they're using the same pots. Can you still offer that food to Krishna before eating it?
Depends, you know, because you see, if their intention is good, you know, see, everything is in this world, everything is, belongs to Krishna. Nothing is, material, you know. If they are what wants to devotee sincerely, and they have, you know, prepared it in a consciousness of serving Lord and the devotees, then it can be offered. See, our body is material, is it not? Our body is material, but still we are not throwing it out. So many bad things we may have done with this body, but still we are trying to engage this body in the service of the Lord. So it depends, but in general, if it is possible, we should try to prepare bhoga to Lord in a very new and separate pot for the Lord, if possible. If it is not possible, then it is different. So it depends, you know, sometimes, you know, whatever devotee takes, he first offer it to, his guru. So his guru offers to Krishna. So this is, if they are sincerely trying to prepare it for Lord and his devotee, then it can be offerable, because Lord is not taking the external things, he's taking the mood. Like Vidura was offering the covers of the banana, but still Lord taken that, he's not caring for banana. So it depends on, you know, what mood we are, you know, preparing or, you know, doing things. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Very, very clear.
Actually, the science, you know, our Guru Maharaj, he's a scientist. So Prabhupada not told him that you simply, you know, throw that science. No, he was telling him how to engage that science in the service of the Lord. The scientific knowledge, what he studied, he trained him how can he use that in the service of the Lord, killing also Arjuna was fighter. So Krishna taught how can he engage even that in the service. So everything can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Sometimes it maybe looks material because it is being not engaged. That which is not engaged in the service of the Lord, that is material. If it is engaged in the service of the Lord, then it becomes spiritualized. Everything can be engaged. So our Bhaktivedanta Institute, you know, we are, our Guru Bhargava training us that whatever knowledge we gained from this, you know, scientific, you know, literature, use that to establish that life comes from life, matter comes from life. So this is our service. So we are trying humbly under the guidance of Sripad Puri Maharaj. And so like this, sometimes, you know, devotees thinks, you know, why they are, studying these scientific things rather than discussing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Sometimes devotee may think like that. But, you know, devotion is not simply, you know, doing, you know, giving some incense to Lord. Once, you know, in Tirupati, when I was, you know, there in Tirupati, some, you know, didis there, some ladies, they were telling, oh, why I'm sitting so long time in computer. So I asked Puri Maharaj, that Maharaj, you know, they are saying like this. Then Maharaj told, okay, you tell them that, you know, why they think that, you know, to serve the bhakti to Lord means only giving some incense to Lord. Arjuna is killing people, but still it becomes devotion. So devotion means following the guidance of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. If your activities are in the line of satisfaction of Sadhu Guru and Vaishnava, then that is devotion. So if someone is so much, you know, desiring to prepare some food for the satisfaction of Lord and his devotee, then actually that is also devotional. Mahaprabhu even accepted, you know, in the house of Kolavecha Sridhar. You know, he was in a mundane sense, low-born man. But, you know, Mahaprabhu told, I want to take prasadam in his house. And he was thinking, oh, I am very low-born man. So Mahaprabhu is so great, he's a brahmana. So many things he was thinking. And he thought that, you know, only I will prepare rice and, you know, put some, they call it banana, you know, some that before fruit there are some, you know, flowers comes. So that mocha, so he put in that in a pot, and without even putting the salt he offered to Lord, but Lord relished it very much. So Lord is accepting the mood in which you are doing your activities. He's not taking so many other details. So we should, you know, we should not be like, you know, like that, that, you know, we should ignore the other, you know, important things. Sometimes, if you are aware, we should try our best that, you know, we should be, you know, preparing clean and, you know, separate pot for Lord, we ourselves. So that is also we should not ignore. But we should always consider the intention. That's what we can say. So, anything else we can discuss, or we can end here, Prabhu?
Do you have time to answer one more question?
Okay, Didi, we can try.
Why is it a sannyas is not affected food? When he accepted food from someone, why is he not accepted affected, sorry, but a householder cannot.
No, I can't understand the question.
I was reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 12.190. A sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere.
Mm.
But for a householder brahmana, this kind of food is faulty.
Mm.
Can you explain that some more?
Yes, actually, you know, we were remembering one, you know, pastime in Vrindavan. I forgot the details, but it was like this. I think Durvasa Muni came, I think in Beloman we were discussing, Srila Acharya Maharaj was telling this.
Mm-hmm.
We went across in Jamuna. So some of the gopis, you know, they, what I can say, wanted to, what I can say, meet Krishna. And when they came to Krishna, Krishna told them, okay, there is a great saint came, go and meet him. He is, you know, that side of, you know, Jamuna. So they told, oh, Jamuna, I know so much of water, how we can cross Jamuna. Then Krishna told, okay, I am telling you a very simple, you know, thing. You know, they you can go to Jamuna and tell that Krishna never look at the face of other's wife. Okay, and this all gopis they have prepared so many nice, you know, food stuff, and they took and they went to Jamuna and told this sentence what Krishna told, and Jamuna water, you know, divided, and they crossed easily and went to Durvasa, and they offered this nice, you know, things to Durvasa. Then when they came back after offering that to Durvasa, and they are telling the same thing what Krishna told, that, you know, Krishna never see, look at the face of the other's wife, but Jamuna is not giving any way this time, and they are all, you know, under a big problem now, how they can come back. They again went back to Durvasa and they told the details Krishna told us like that, and it worked, but now it is not working. Then Durvasa told, okay, now you go to Jamuna and tell that, you know, Durvasa never eats anything. Okay? So then they all came to Jamuna, and then, you know, they told the sentence what Durvasa told, and again Jamuna given the way. And they come, and they are surprised that, you know, what Krishna told, that he never look at the face of the wives, and what Durvasa told, that he never takes anything, is both looks false. Then they inquired this from Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna told that Durvasa, he not taking anything for himself. Rather, he is actually offering everything to the Lord. So this is the process. Now we are not, what you can say, the devotee, they are not eating anything. Rather, they are doing the service, seva. When we do any feasting in our mat also, we do Vaishnava seva. We are not, you know, what you can say, like Vaishnavas are eating. Rather, they are doing the seva, service, the honoring the Mahaprasad. So first, they are offering it to Krishna. And when they are, what you can say, taking that, it becomes a service, not like simple eating, like an ordinary man. Ordinary person, he may be going and, you know, taking something. So that is just for his satisfaction. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada told, a devotee may go door to door for begging. He is not going to take anything. Rather, he is going to distribute the Sukruti. Means giving some, good fortune to the souls by taking some service from them, so that their hearts will be purified and they can develop some, love and, you know, regard to Lord and his devotees. So that's why they are going. They are not going to take, rather than to give Sukruti, distribute Sukruti, they are going there. So this is the way, you know, sannyasis, genuine sannyasis, they are, not collecting anything for themselves. They are collecting everything for the Guru's service. So they are not, entangled to any reaction. But when you do, that's like that, you know, that soldier example. If you do for yourself, if you kill somebody in the village, the soldier will be, you know, in prison. So if we are doing something for, you know, our interest in mind, then that will lead to karmic reaction. But if you do things what is being ordered by the, you know, higher authorities, higher agents, then that will not lead you to any reaction. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, by offering, you know, patram, puspam, phalam, You know, when you take, you don't get any reaction. But others, those who are taking, preparing food for themselves, they are only eating sins. So that is very simple. You know, we have to do everything for Guru and Vaishnava.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Didi. So, I think we can end now. So, we thank everyone. And by the order of Sripad Puri Maharaj, we tried to do some service today. So, if any mistakes, he can forgive us. Our Dandavat Pranam to all the devotees. Joy Sripad Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj ki joy. Joy. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki joy. Joy Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj ki joy. Joy Srila Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj ki joy. Dandavat Hare Krishna. We can say Hare Krishna to each other. Maharaj will be happy.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavat.